Ever feel like finding a reliable overseas supplier for custom steel parts is like trying to find a needle in a haystack?
Yeah.
We've all heard those horror stories,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Production delays, miscommunication, quality issues. It's enough to make anyone just stick with domestic suppliers, even if it means paying, a huge premium.
Right.
But what if I told you that sourcing steel parts overseas doesn't have to be a gamble? That with the right strategies, you can actually find those diamond in the rough suppliers who can actually deliver, on time and on spec.
That's exactly what we're diving into today,
Okay.
helping you navigate those complexities of overseas sourcing and emerge as a confident strategic buyer. We're going to be using an article that you provided as a jumping-off point to explore some really actionable tactics.
Okay, so let's face it, the sheer number of potential suppliers out there can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin? This article suggests starting with B2B platforms like Alibaba, Made in China, and Global Sources. Are those really the best places to start, or are we kind of limiting ourselves?
Those platforms can be so valuable, especially when you're first like venturing into overseas sourcing.
Yeah.
Think of them as curated marketplaces. They do a lot of that initial legwork for you, verifying suppliers, collecting customer feedback, and even offering trade assurance to protect buyers.
So they're a good first step, but maybe not the only step.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Relying solely on B2B platforms could mean missing out on specialized suppliers who might not have like a strong online presence.
Okay.
Trade shows, industry publications, even referrals from your network can uncover some hidden gems.
I like that, casting a wider net. But even on these platforms with thousands of suppliers, how do we narrow down the search?
It all starts with a laser-focused search strategy.
Okay.
Let's say you need custom precision CNC machined steel parts. Instead of simply searching for steel parts, use those very specific keywords to target suppliers with the capabilities you need.
Makes sense.
And don't forget to leverage the platform's filtering tools. Look for verification badges like Gold Supplier on Alibaba or Audited Supplier on Made in China.
That makes sense. But I've heard that some of those badges can be misleading. How much weight should we actually give them?
Yeah, you're right to be cautious. Not all badges are created equal.
Yeah.
Some are simply paid memberships, while others require like rigorous third-party audits. That's where going beyond the badge and scrutinizing the supplier's profile becomes crucial. Look at their years in business, their factory location, their export history. These details paint a more complete picture.
This feels like building a detective case, gathering all these clues.
And speaking of clues, the article mentions certifications as like major trust signals, particularly ISO 9001 for quality management.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, a certificate is just a piece of paper. How do we know if a supplier is truly living up to those standards?
Right, I'm with you on that. What should we be asking beyond, do you have ISO 9001?
Don't be afraid to dig deeper. Ask about their internal audit process, how they handle non-conformances, what their continuous improvement initiatives look like. If they struggle to answer those questions, it might be a red flag.
That's a great point. It's about understanding the substance behind the certification, not just checking a box.
Exactly. And depending on your industry, other certifications might be critical, like IATF 16949 for automotive, or RoHS and REACH, which restrict the use of hazardous substances in electronics.
Speaking of RoHS and REACH, for those who might not be familiar, could you quickly break down what those acronyms stand for and why they're important?
Absolutely. RoHS stands for Restriction of Hazardous Substances, and REACH stands for Registration, Evaluation, Authorization, and Restriction of Chemicals. Essentially, these regulations ensure that the products you import don't contain harmful substances that can pose risks to human health or the environment.
So it's not just about quality and reliability, but also about ethical and environmental considerations.
Precisely. And you can ask potential suppliers for copies of these certificates to verify their compliance.
Okay.
Don't forget to check with the issuing body and make sure the certificates are still valid.
So we've scoured B2B platforms, we've scrutinized those certifications. What's the next step in building our supplier profile?
Okay, so it feels like we're building a pretty solid foundation here.
Yeah.
We've explored some different avenues for finding potential suppliers, and we've learned how to dig a little deeper into those certifications.
Right.
It's like we're peeling back the layers of the onion to get to the heart of a supplier's capabilities and reliability.
Exactly.
So now, with a short list of promising candidates, we can tap into a resource that's often overlooked: customer reviews.
Oh, yeah, those are gold.
I have to admit, I'm sometimes a little skeptical of online reviews. Are we really getting like an unbiased picture, or are we just seeing the extremes, you know, the glowing raves and the scathing rants?
You're right to be discerning. Not all reviews are created equal.
Right.
Look for patterns and specifics.
Do multiple reviewers consistently praise the supplier's communication or on-time delivery? Or are there like recurring complaints about quality inconsistencies or like unresponsive customer service? Those patterns can be very telling.
So it's about reading between the lines and looking for those nuanced details.
Exactly. And focus on verified buyer reviews whenever possible.
Okay.
Those are reviews from customers who have actually purchased from the supplier, so they carry more weight than anonymous feedback.
Makes sense.
Also pay attention to the dates of the reviews.
Okay.
A supplier might have had a stellar track record a few years ago, but recent reviews might reveal like a decline in performance.
It's like checking a company's pulse.
Yeah.
Making sure they're still thriving, not just coasting on past glories.
Exactly. And don't limit yourself to the reviews on those B2B platforms.
Okay.
Check out the supplier's LinkedIn profile for recommendations.
Okay.
Look for Google reviews, even search for mentions in industry forums or trade publications. The more data points you gather, the more confident you can be in your assessment.
This is where it gets really interesting for me.
Oh.
We've done all this research, and we're feeling good about a few suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to bridge that geographical distance and actually see what's happening on the ground, right?
And that's where the magic of video calls comes in. It's incredible how a simple video call can transport you right into a supplier's factory, allowing you to verify their facilities, witness their production processes, and even assess their communication style in real time.
You know, I have to confess, I was initially a little skeptical about using video calls for something as serious as a factory audit.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of a pandemic workaround, but I'm starting to see the real value here.
It's a game changer. Imagine being able to see firsthand the cleanliness of their workshop, the condition of their equipment, the way their employees work.
Wow.
You can even ask them to zoom in on specific parts or processes to address any concerns you might have.
It's like having virtual eyes on the ground without the cost and hassle of international travel.
Exactly. But to get the most out of those virtual visits, preparation is key.
Okay.
Have a clear agenda outlining what you want to see and the questions you want to ask. Request to meet key personnel like the production manager or the quality control supervisor. And don't be shy about asking to review important documents live, like their ISO certificates or recent quality reports.
It's about being assertive and making sure you're covering all the bases.
And after the call, take the time to summarize your observations, follow up on any outstanding questions, and don't hesitate to schedule a second call if needed. Remember, this is your chance to get a real feel for the supplier's capabilities and their commitment to quality.
Okay, we've laid a lot of groundwork here, from initial research to virtual audits.
Yeah.
It feels like we're finally ready to start talking business, but I have to admit, the negotiation process always makes me a little nervous. How do we strike that balance between getting a good deal and building a positive long-term relationship?
Negotiation doesn't have to be a battle. It's about finding that win-win zone where both parties feel good about the agreement.
Easier said than done, right? Where do we even begin?
Preparation is key. Know your budget, your must-haves, and your nice-to-haves. Don't be afraid to shop around and get quotes from multiple suppliers to understand the market price. And remember, a successful negotiation isn't just about the price tag.
Okay.
Factors like payment terms, delivery timelines, and even communication protocols are all on the table.
So it's a multifaceted discussion, and I imagine cultural differences can add another layer of complexity. Are there any tips for navigating those cross-cultural nuances?
Absolutely. Be mindful of different communication styles. Some cultures are more direct while others are more indirect. Do your research, be respectful, and be patient. Building rapport and understanding goes a long way in establishing a solid foundation for a successful business relationship.
Okay, so we've negotiated the terms. We're feeling good about the partnership. Now it's time to make it official, right? That's where contracts come in. And I have to confess, they can be a bit intimidating.
Contracts are crucial.
Yeah.
Think of them as your safety net. They outline the expectations and responsibilities of both parties protecting you and the supplier.
But where do we even start? Are there specific clauses we should be paying extra attention to, especially when sourcing steel parts?
Clarity is paramount. Ensure the contract clearly outlines the material specifications, tolerances, and testing procedures required for your parts. This minimizes the risk of misunderstandings or discrepancies down the line.
So we're talking about the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah.
The specific grades of steel, the acceptable range of variation in dimensions, the testing methods used to ensure quality.
Exactly. These details are the foundation of a successful partnership.
Okay. Contracts are signed. We're feeling confident, but we can't just sit back and relax, right? Quality control is an ongoing process, especially when sourcing from overseas.
You're absolutely right. Quality control is not a one-time event. It's an integrated system that needs to be in place from the moment you place your order to the moment you receive those finished parts.
But how do we maintain that level of control from thousands of miles away?
Communication is your most valuable tool. Stay in regular contact with your supplier, request updates on production progress, and don't hesitate to ask for photos or even video calls to inspect the parts at various stages of production.
It's like having virtual eyes on the production line.
Exactly. And consider incorporating third-party inspections into your contract.
Okay.
Having an independent inspector visit the factory and assess the quality of the parts before they're shipped adds an extra layer of assurance.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like having an unbiased expert on the ground looking out for our best interests.
Precisely. And when those parts arrive at your doorstep, don't just assume everything is perfect.
Okay.
Establish a clear and documented acceptance process. Define your criteria for inspecting incoming shipments and what happens if those parts don't meet your standards.
So we're talking about having a checklist, using measuring tools, maybe even conducting some basic tests to ensure the parts meet our specifications.
Exactly. And remember, documentation is key throughout the entire process. Keep records of all communication, inspection reports, and any corrective actions taken. This not only protects you, but also provides valuable data for continuous improvement.
Wow, this is a lot to take in. But I have to say, I'm feeling much more confident about navigating the world of overseas sourcing. What's the key takeaway for our listeners as we wrap up this part of our deep dive?
Sourcing steel parts from overseas doesn't have to be a leap of faith with a strategic approach, clear communication, and a commitment to quality control. You can build successful long-term partnerships that benefit both you and your supplier.
It sounds like we're moving beyond the transactional and into the realm of true collaboration, but that's a conversation for another time, right?
You're right. We've laid the groundwork. Now it's time to explore how to nurture those relationships and turn them into strategic advantages.
Okay, so we've talked about finding the right overseas suppliers, negotiating some smart contracts, and keeping a close eye on quality. It feels like we've covered all the bases, but you hinted that there's more to this than just, you know, ticking boxes and signing on the dotted line.
Absolutely. Sourcing, especially when we're talking about something as specialized as custom steel parts, is about more than just transactions. It's about forging relationships that can truly benefit both sides.
So we're talking about going beyond like the typical buyer-supplier dynamic. What does that look like in practice?
Think of it this way. What if your overseas supplier wasn't just a vendor, but like an extension of your own team?
Okay.
Someone you could brainstorm with, share challenges with, even collaborate with on new product development. That's the kind of partnership we're aiming for.
That sounds ideal, but how do we get there? Is it really possible to build that level of trust and open communication when we're dealing with someone, you know, across the globe?
Yeah. It starts with a shift in mindset. Instead of viewing communication as just a way to place orders or address problems, think of it as an ongoing dialogue.
Okay.
Schedule regular video calls, not just to check on production status, but to discuss industry trends, share insights about your business, even just to chat about what's happening in each other's worlds.
Yeah, so it's about building rapport, understanding each other's businesses, and finding those commonalities that foster, you know, a sense of partnership.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of transparency.
Oh.
Share your challenges, be open to feedback, and don't be afraid to ask for their input. A supplier who truly understands your business can be an invaluable source of ideas and solutions.
It's like having an extra set of eyes, someone who sees things from a different perspective and can offer those fresh insights.
Precisely. And remember, we're talking about building relationships with people, not just companies. Take the time to learn about your supplier's culture, their communication style, even their holidays. These seemingly small gestures go a long way in building trust and respect.
It's that human connection that can make all the difference. So we're investing time, building rapport, sharing information. What kind of tangible benefits can we expect from these strong supplier partnerships?
Well, for starters, communication becomes much smoother. You're not starting from scratch every time you interact. Misunderstandings are less likely to occur. When challenges do arise, you're both more likely to approach them as a team, finding solutions that work for everyone.
It's about having each other's backs, knowing you can rely on each other to navigate those inevitable bumps in the road.
Exactly. And as that trust deepens, you can unlock new levels of collaboration. Maybe you involve your supplier in the early stages of product development, leveraging their expertise in steel fabrication to optimize designs or explore new manufacturing techniques.
It's about moving beyond simply buying parts and tapping into that collective knowledge to innovate and grow together.
Precisely. And that's where the real magic happens. You might discover cost-saving opportunities, identify ways to improve efficiency, even co-develop new products that give you a competitive edge.
This has been a real eye-opener. We've gone from feeling, you know, overwhelmed by the complexities of overseas sourcing to seeing the potential for building these incredible partnerships. What's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember as they embark on their own sourcing adventures?
Sourcing doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. By shifting your perspective and embracing a collaborative mindset, you can transform those overseas suppliers from vendors into valuable partners, unlocking a world of possibilities for innovation and mutual success.
I love that. It's not just about sourcing parts, it's about sourcing success. Any final thoughts for our listeners as they put these strategies into action?
As you navigate the world of overseas sourcing, remember to be proactive, be informed, and most importantly, be open to building those win-win relationships.
Fantastic advice. This deep dive has been incredibly insightful. I'm feeling much more confident and even excited about exploring the world of overseas sourcing. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Happy sourcing.